There are only a few more days left in 2014. Time for music experts to tell us what they thought was the best music of the year. NPR Music has a very extensive best of package. You can look at that. There are lists of albums, singles, videos, just about every genre you can think of, including Latin alternative music. And that's our cue to introduce again Jasmine Garz and Felix Contreras of NPR Music's Alt Latino. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
So, Felix, how on earth do you settle on just a handful of albums to pick as the best?
You know, it's very difficult. In fact, it's impossible. I think anyone who tries to come up with a list like this will tell you it's just about impossible to do.
We literally wrestle.
What we've done is we've settled our wrestling score, and then we brought in with just the tip of the iceberg of stuff that we settled on that we've heard this year. And there's so many great new albums. Again, this is just a little sprinkling of the best.
Now, your first pick goes back to the spring of 2014.
I heard this band called Brownout Presents Brown Sabbath, and it's a Latin funk tribute to Black Sabbath, and it stayed with me all year long. And this is a track called The Wizard. What you're hearing are horns replacing the really crunchy guitar, Tommy Iommi's guitar from the original Black Sabbath release. Like I said, this thing caught my attention way back in the spring, and the energy and the concept continues just to blow me away all year. And principally because it takes me back to my earliest days of buying vinyl back in 1973, 74, when one of my first albums I ever bought was Black Sabbath's Master of Reality. So these guys had me from the first note.
So, Jasmine, you have a thing for Latin soul. You brought some of that. Why Latin soul, and who'd you bring?
Well, earlier this year on Alt Latino, we did a retrospective on the queen of Latin soul in the 60s, La Lupe from Cuba. And after that, I was digging around and finding some newer Latin soul singers. And one of my favorite ones right now is Kat Dahlia. She's a Cuban-American from Miami. And she has an upcoming album, which we're going to be premiering on NPR in January. And this is the song, My Gardens. I'll tell you a little bit more about her, but just check out this song.
That's amazing.
Yeah, she's great. I met up with her in Miami recently, and she was telling me one of her influences, which you can really hear, is Janis Joplin. She has like that raspy voice. And it's untouched us, and
my roots been craving lately to soak in it. Felix, your turn.
Okay. Now, I had the very unique experience of sitting in on percussion with this band, one of my favorite bands, Aparato, from Southern California. Now, I already admired and respected them a lot, but playing with them gave me a complete different level of appreciation. So I'm going to play a track from their album that they released this year called Aparato. This track is called Aurora. I'm a big fan of their concept. You know, they formed the band based on a traditional son jarocho, which the guitar player Alexandro Hernandez is very, very skilled at playing, but they sort of expanded it to include all these other kind of different electronic influences and rock, and the vocalist Kat has this amazing voice that just is like elastic.
Jazz, you brought us a DJ.
Yeah. This year, I've been getting a lot more into DJs. We've done a couple of shows with these really cool mixologists. And I've also been exploring a lot more SoundCloud, which is a real playground for DJs. And one of the guys I'm so into his music is Chingo Bling from Texas. This is an older song, but I included it because it's just a really good example of what he's doing. And I got totally into him this year. This is the song Banda Makes Her Dance. Pena tras pena.
Banda makes her dance. Okay.
That's a great track. I really like that. Yeah, I hadn't heard that.
Well, I think, Felix, since you grew up with a lot of banda, you should kind of... Why don't you talk about what banda is, and then I'll tell you what's going on.
I didn't really grow up with it. It sort of came along. But thank you for that. I'm a little bit older than that, but it sort of came along much later. It's a reproduction of these municipal bands that they have in Mexico that with the trombones and tubas and trumpets that all play like
they
in
play
the
town
square.
Exactly. Yeah. My banda makes her dance. My banda makes her dance.
Hella tuba, hella trumpet. She just came to dance. You know, I really like his flow too. Like sometimes when you try and mix more traditional music with hip-hop, it doesn't always sound good. I think this sounds great.
And you know, Linda, I think that all the four songs we brought in, the styles are so eclectic. There's so many different things to draw from in Latin alternative. It's a healthy, healthy genre, and we're having a ton of fun.
Felix Contreras, Jasmine Garst, our guides to Latin alternative music with just a few of their favorites from 2014. You can find their best of list, bands selected by their listeners, and even bands that didn't fit into the best of shows. They're all on the website. That's nbr.org/altlatino. Felix, Jasmine, thank you both very much.
Feliz Año Nuevo.
Thank you.
Thank you.